Hello, you amazing people in the Paradigm Shift group. Isn't it amazing that we're all living through the actual shift? So many of us have been preparing for decades for this moment in time, and it's so exciting. I have Douglas here. He has not been able to get on a regular recording because he has been through some surgeries, but he's here. He's here to answer your questions. Nina brought them to us, and before we get into them, I will just say, after listening to all these questions, I want to be really honest with you. Stop listening to this propaganda BS. You guys are swimming in so much propaganda that your questions don't even matter because they're all based upon things that don't have evidence and documentation. Let's just take that guy, Simon Parks. Seriously, look at the CAT report that I'm going to send out today. What is today, Nina? January 10th. Simon Parks is a Brit. He is trying to keep you from looking at the British Imperial Empire that's trying to take down the world. So why would you listen to someone who is from Britain? And that I have something written up about him because I'm getting tired of people sending me his stuff. He doesn't give you evidence, documentation. How does he know all this stuff sitting in his room with his cat trying to be an AIM cat, you know? He doesn't have anything, but you are getting sucked into the drama of it. And then on top of that, in this last one I heard, and I'm hearing this all over the place where people are trying to push Vice President Michael Flynn onto Trump. No, you don't want to do that. It's just like we told you, Mike Pence can't be trusted. Somebody or here
Flynn.
Said,
how about
Flynn? I said, well, Flynn, they want to push Flynn in this Simon Parks thing. I'm sorry if I misspoke. It's just so many names. Well, you don't want to have Flynn as a vice president. I know you think he's a patriot, but do you really know about Mike Flynn? What is his relationship to Richard Dearlove, the Brit, the privy counselor, who is trying to overthrow the president? So what I'm saying here, Douglas is going to answer these questions, but I just want to say as Nina was pouring them out, please get some clear thinking, and then it won't be so confusing to you. Okay, now, Douglas, be nice and make everybody feel good.
Okay, that British dude, we had already spoken about him. He gave you no evidence, and he said there would be an affidavit on the way. We've seen the affidavit, and what does it say? Nothing. And then it implies that there are satellites that have the crypto keys that prove the transference of information out of America into foreign countries where it was manipulated and sent back as meddled election voting tallies. Okay, well, that happened, folks, and it did not take anybody in Italy, and it certainly did not take the Vatican to do so. Let me tell you. Think of it. Years later, 3 years after the British attempted coup on Donald Trump, it came forward that Robert Hannigan from GCHQ had worked with John Brennan through the NSA against Admiral Rogers' advice to tap Trump Towers and to basically have a full-on, full cooperation of the British attacking us during an election, okay? So when that happened, Trump said what? He said, oh, man, we could have a problem here, you know. I mean, it looks like the British are connected here. Well, what happened then? Instantaneously, they brought in Michael Gates and all the people involved in the Maltese University in Italy.
His name was Gaeta.
Gaeta. Michael Gaeta, who was he was in the embassy there, and he's CIA. He was controlled by Gina Haspel out of London. And so, yes, the attempted swaying of George Papadopoulos by Joseph Mifsud. And by the way, you always keep asking, why doesn't Michael Flynn talk about his relationship to Richard Dearlove? That was Cambridge...
Analytica.
Well, Cambridge Seminars.
Oh, okay.
And Cambridge Seminars had attempted to set up Michael Flynn to be another patsy, exactly as they had tried with George Papadopoulos and three other people out of the Trump campaign. So beforehand, they had already identified Michael Flynn because he'd been kicked out of the Obama administration for telling the truth that Obama was funding ISIS and ISIL. And so what did he do? He's a fool. You don't want him as vice president. You want him in any office.
No, and the thing is I'm not saying he's not a patriot. Honey, he can toss a nice word salad full of faith and family, all of it. He does a great job. But he never tells you the real stuff that's going on. Maybe because he can't, because it's top secret and he's under, you know, those kinds of things. But the thing is he doesn't really say anything. And we cannot afford to have another jackass as a vice president. Now, Pence, he was playing the whole time. But don't think for a minute Trump didn't know. And remember that strange video that came out with Chris Miller? And he was introducing Mike Pence or something at some event, and he was praising Pence for a job well done. And I called it out. I said, Chris Miller is a bad actor, because he wasn't pulling that off too well. I think they played Mike Pence the whole 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Mike Pence, we said from the beginning, was as long as he says nothing and does nothing, that's his job. But he has, unfortunately, there at the end, came forward and showed himself to be a globalist, saying, give me the shot. The shot that 3,000 people are reacting to with contraindications out of 100,000 people, so that's 3%. 3% of the people getting the COVID vaccine are having what literally are life-threatening situations, or what is called a contraindication, where they become paralyzed, they can't move, or they can't work. Yes, folks, we're not being told the truth, and Michael Pence was on the side of the globalists. Here's what's going to happen. Michael Pence is going to disappear. And he's been paid by the globalists, and he's got his offshore accounts, and that's the reason for some of his recent trips. And he was paid under the table to throw Trump under the bus, because why? There were four or five directions it could have gone on January the 6th.
And he was more than paid by under the table. He was paid on the side of the podium with that nice little gold coin. Thank you, boy. You did a nice job. Here are the keys to your offshore account.
Exactly. And some would say, you know, now we're going to guarantee that next time you can run, you know, as a MAGA candidate, though we know that you're not a MAGA candidate, and then we can, you know, manipulate the elections, and you'll just do what? You'll sit back and do nothing as you did this time. All he had to do was the reality of not tell a lie. He told a frank lie, and that frank lie was there were no alternative electors from any of the states. Incorrect. There were 7 sets of alternative electors from 7 different states. All he had to do is say, it is no longer under my control. We must now follow the Constitution. They didn't follow the Constitution at all. They allowed minor objections to come, and they curtailed them because of the supposed attack on the Capitol, which we could talk about later. But what happened was nothing more than an objection was then voted upon. That's not the way it works, folks. If there's fraud in an election, and one person or a whole bunch of people object, and then they overvote it, and they win through the majority vote, that doesn't stop the fraud. Now, Trump didn't do it in the order that we told him to do it, which was to stop it at the National Archivist and say, you cannot accept these electoral votes because they've been sitting with the National Archivist for a while.
Well, maybe he wanted to see who the traitors were in Congress, and he wanted the American people to see those traitors.
Well, people keep saying this is a sting job. Well, the sting job already took place in 2018. Mm-hmm. We got to see 17 members of the House become, we watched the ballot harvesting for these 17 Democrats. Guess how much their majority is in the House right now? 17 seats. So those 17 seats, they knew that they had to have them so they could control the House, because they didn't think they were going to get control of the Senate. So now what we do have, for a fact, and I'll get back to some of these loose hanging ends in a second, but what we do have is that Kraken carefully watched the Georgia runoff elections. They did the same exact thing. Therefore, they now have the forensic evidence to show Dominion machines being used to manipulate, to send things over the internet out of the country and back for analysis, for voter night analysis and tallying. So we now have that. What does Trump have left? Unfortunately, when he was stabbed in the back by the traitor Michael Pence, he only has 2 choices left that I know of, and that is the Insurrection Act, which, by the way, he doesn't have to sign it. I don't know why people keep saying he can sign it.
I know, and he doesn't have to tell you
anything. It's already in place.
Yeah.
And the second one is martial law, and he doesn't have to sign anything about martial law. It's already been in place. Obama set up 12 executive orders, and the 13th one tied them together, saying that anything, literally anything happening in America that is not good that has anything to do with national security, the president then has complete control of America
and
beyond martial law.
And President Trump never rescinded those executive orders. So Obama set up the whole plan for him to be the dictator, or Hillary to be the dictator. And so those are still there, and Trump at any time can use it. But if you watch President Trump very carefully, he's following the Constitution to the T. He wants Americans to understand that we live in a constitutional republic, and if we will just follow it, we'll all be fine.
Well, in my opinion, the only real way out is to allow there to be no president for a while, and to allow the what's called continuity of government to pass to a military group that is conducting military tribunals for insurrection. Not martial law. Martial law would have to be contained by the president in the White House. Now, when they say martial law, folks, you got it backwards. It isn't Trump's martial law that we should be worried about. It's the martial law that's going to come in with Biden. And it will be martial law. They will use the National Guard and everyone else, local police and everyone else, to enforce illegal laws that arrive out of illegal pandemic laws. So we have a real mess, and Trump has a huge mess. But when he says, the power does not have to transfer on January the 20th, it does not. If, in fact, there are court martials going on for people who can be tried in a military tribunal, and that would be many people who have taken the oath of office working for the executive branch. Many of those people can be tried in a military tribunal under three different ways, two of them for domestic and one for foreign actors. Well, they are foreign actors when they work with foreign actors, so who would he go after? People want to say, well, just arrest everybody who shows up at the inaugural speech. Incorrect. No, we have to arrest the exact people who did this. That would be the owners of Dominion, the owners of Sequoia, the owners, that'd be Mark Malik Brown, the owner of SGO Smartmatic. It'd be the owners of Seidel, the owners of Seidel Election. It would be anyone, it'd be Microsoft, and it'd be anyone who allowed a contract. That'd be the governor, the secretary of state, or the attorney general, who allowed contracts on these machines to put vote tallies onto the internet. That is illegal. Now, it's very easy to find the corruption in Georgia, because we know that the governor of Georgia literally took a huge payoff. We know the exact amount of the payoff to put the Dominion machines in Georgia when they didn't need new machines. But that's what they do, you folks. You see, they're all run by the same software called Optech. And now it's Optech Eagle 3 or 4, I think, in its recent iteration.
Yeah, and that's what all this Italian stuff is, because the Brits are trying to distract you. The people behind Dominion, which is the Privy Council, is throwing the Italians under the bus to protect them from being outed, but they don't know Trump already knows about them.
And the Italians are involved, but they used to rule the world. They don't rule the world anymore. They are so sucking hind teeth that it is ridiculous. That's the reason they were caught blatantly, red-handedly guilty for the coup against Trump, for what they did in Italy, and they immediately fired six of their top people because they were caught red-handed. That certainly didn't happen in Britain. It didn't happen in America. So the Italians, at the end, yes, they literally gave up the secretary, the previous secretary of state, his secretary, who he had just hired, who, in fact, it was a movie star. That's who they gave as the honeypot to George Papadopoulos when he arrived in Italy. And that was one of three honeypots that they gave to George Papadopoulos. But the Italians were so blatant, and Joseph Mifsud, acting as if he was an Italian, was so blatantly illegal in his actions that they got caught red-handed, and there's nothing that can be done. But remember, when they went there to investigate them, nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was all over the Italian news. Everybody was caught. They were admitting it. They were being fired. They were quitting. And nothing happened. So what we need to be aware of...
Well, wait a minute. Just remember that that other traitor, Bill Barr, was in Italy just not long ago. What was he doing down there?
Bill Barr went there over this very issue. Yes, he did. And he said...
And he's a traitor too, right?
Oh, he's a complete traitor. But remember, he was Bush's man for the hanging Chads. He is already a vote fixer. He's an election fixer. And that's his job. And his job in the as the Attorney General was to come in and to do the same thing Sessions did. Nothing. Stall. Completely, 100%. Now, people are saying that the deep state, the shadow government, SES, senior executive service members, as well as the leadership of the Capitol, Schumer now, Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and even McCarthy. McCarthy can't get out of what he's done also. But anyway, the point is they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew the elections were rigged. They had to ignore what was on television day after day after day, all over the internet, everywhere. The proof of the hearings showing 40,000 sworn affidavits of direct eyewitness fraud in the election, as well as many, many videos. The couple videos we've seen on the Facebook is just the tip of the iceberg. There were 40,000, and most of these affidavits had video with them because they filmed it. And and the House and the legislature in different states took a look at this, and they said, this is significant. We choose Republican electors. So Pence screwed it all up. So what's going to happen on January 20th? Well, here's what could happen. There could be a continuity government will not be passed to Biden. Now, there could be a variety of reasons for that. Technically, Biden was supposed to have been checked out by the head of the Senate to make sure that he was a worthy candidate. And so he got the approval of Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Kamala Harris was checked out to see if she had the qualifications to be the vice president by Pelosi. Well, she isn't even a citizen. And Joe Biden is a criminal with China and with Russia and with Ukraine. That could hold up the whole thing. That could stop the continuity of government from going to a direct criminal, two direct criminals, supported by other criminals.
Right. And President Trump has a constitutional duty not to turn the country over to a bunch of communists.
Now, what he can do is he can set up a military tribunal that is going to look into this insurrection, but it's more than insurrection. This was a direct attack upon our republic, and we now must consider these people to be foreign and domestic enemies. And so they have to be tried in tribunals. Now, in a tribunal, they're subject to Uniform Code of Military Justice in some cases, which basically doesn't give you much opportunity. They show you the evidence. They ask you if you did it. Doesn't matter whether you say yes or no. They got the evidence, and you are... And
then you're walked into the other room where you're executed.
Well, in the military, they call it your dicked away. And that means that you could be put in prison for the rest of your life. You could be executed three or four different ways, depending upon your rank and what it was that you did.
Well, the level of this is high treason. It needs to be execution.
Yes, that's exactly what it should be in the long run. Now, how does that happen? That's not going to happen with the People's Court. It's not going to happen with the DOJ or the FBI or the State Department. Or it's certainly not going to happen with these sham investigations done in the House and in the Senate and their committees. That complete insanity. We got to see that 4 years of sheer insanity coming out of Pelosi and her committees. But what can happen? It is out of Trump's hand at the point that he turns the evidence over to the tribunal and it becomes like the Nuremberg trials. It's not up to the president, and you cannot install a new president if you say that Biden and Kamala Harris are either not qualified or illegally...
They're criminals.
...working with the enemy, so they are anti-American. Now, you know, this comes down to basically saying they're communists, and this is like, you know, McCarthyism and the Red Scare. But I'm sorry, that is what this is. These are people who've sold out to China. Look what has already happened in the few days that Biden thinks that he is in charge. We're giving everything back to China. China has already come out and said, that's it. That's right. We are the world leader. Everybody else get behind us. Pompeo had to come out and say, look, I'm still going to have relations with Taiwan, whether you like it or not, President Xi of China. And why is that? Because the second that Biden walks in the White House, Taiwan becomes property of China, period.
Well, I also think that Pompeo may have been instructed by President Trump to do that, and maybe he doesn't want to do it, or he's making himself look good, and that's all convoluted, but Pompeo wants to be President Trump's vice president, too. Now, no, he hasn't said it, but it's written all over his demeanor and his actions, and you do not want him there. He's SES, former CIA, and we did a research project on him. He's a totally Pilgrim Society groomed guy ready to step in and take over America. No Pompeo.
And if he doesn't become vice president, he'll run for president.
Well, I'll be all over his dumb ass. That's what I call him. He's a dumb ass. Here, the Secretary of State of the United States is not telling us about the British invasion of America. Come on.
Anyone in the military that you can think of voted for Trump. Anyone in law enforcement. So when you get the law enforcement and the military on your side for military tribunals, because in a moment, Joe Biden will allow 22 million illegal aliens to become citizens, get free medical care, all kinds of amazing benefits that citizens in America don't get. And there will never be another fair election because all 22 million of them will vote for Democrats because of their lies and their narrative that they, you know, always support these people. When they don't, they only need the votes.
So, Douglas, do you think that actually Trump is going to get off of not doing anything and actually hand over this whole situation to the military?
At this point, he doesn't have the political clout to pull off martial law or even using the executive orders of Barack Obama that were set up for Hillary Clinton. And with insurrection, this insurrection has to literally be a military attack on America. Now, there's been the coup for 4 years, but it played through the channels in D.C., the District of Crime. And what happened there? Nothing happened. And everything else was slow walked off a cliff. So what this would have to be is somebody saying, nope, we have the absolute evidence here, 100% irrefutable, cannot be contested. Here it is, the proof that these people worked with foreign agents and or foreign agents were involved in this, and we're going after all of them.
Well, maybe that's why they needed to get Nancy Pelosi's laptop and others, so the proof was right there on the laptop.
Yes, because we know that we saw by the pictures that when the four buses of Antifa showed up, and when they first showed up, they all had their hats on backwards. All you got to do is look at the films. That's how they organized. They got to the front of the line. They turned their hats around, and then their leaders came out of the Capitol down to where the police were holding back Antifa. And the police saw the Antifa leaders coming down, waving their hands, saying, let them in, let them in. You can hear them saying, mm-hmm. Let them in.
Yeah.
The police opened the gates and let the people in while the Capitol doors were being held open by other Antifa members. So Nancy Pelosi and the gang, including Pence, decided that they'd have a show there, but they didn't think that it would go that far. Well, that's because they didn't understand. They hired thugs. Antifa would burn the dadgum place down if they got a chance. Look what they just did in Portland.
Yeah.
They carry on to this very moment, burning and complete insurrection and riotous insurrection in a variety of cities in America.
But the patriots that showed up to go to the wild protest or whatever Trump was calling it were giving the good guys cover because Trump knew that this was going to happen, this false flag attempt on the Capitol, because they need that narrative in order to shut down all the social media, that it was dangerous, it was, you know, the patriots coming out destroying things. But with all of the patriots, or real patriots, on the ground that day, you saw a contrast. You saw a contrast of people who know how to do things peacefully and then the thugs that were tearing apart the Capitol. But best of all, it gave special ops an opportunity to go in there inside the crowd and go in and grab the laptops from some of these congresspeople, senators too.
Now, Pelosi did not leave her laptop on her desk thinking that the crowd would get that far. Therefore, that demonstrates very clearly, and also the faked filming of the police defending against these people. It was so ridiculous. He kept turning to the person who was filming it. The policeman kept turning to the filmer and said, oh, am I going too fast? Am I letting them up too fast? Should I go slower? It was completely staged, and they didn't expect them to get in and to get any laptops. But now that they did, that is the reason that Pelosi will not say that one of her people, because she is directly responsible for that, one of the Capitol Police killed somebody, and they shot a few other people. And the person who was killed, the policeman who was killed, we don't know what he was doing. He might have already shot the people that hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher. We don't know. So we can't get that film. We can see that the absurd shooting of somebody, literally someone had been targeted and said, okay, you're going to shoot somebody. Shoot whoever you want. Doesn't matter. But you got to shoot somebody. There's got to be a death. They didn't know there was going to be police deaths, and they didn't know the laptops are going to be taken. So, yes, that is the reason that Pelosi has gone insane and demanded that the head of the Capitol Police be fired, demanded that Trump be immediately impeached within 24 hours, already has the impeachment documents written up, and is also attempted illegally to try to go after cabinet members for the 25th Amendment support. Well, that's illegal. That is called an insurrection, Nancy Pelosi. Why would she go that far after we've already seen that she was willing to go as far as anyone could before? It's because they got compromised, and they do believe that Trump still has the one last option, which is to give the continuity of government not over to the government that just worked with foreign powers to overthrow an election, but to give it to a military tribunal of people who are, in fact,
and he's running out of time.
No, because he says he's not going to be, he says, well, the way he words it is very convoluted, and you can interpret it many ways. He says he's not going to the inauguration on the 20th.
Right.
That could be because there's no inauguration because the continuity of government.
Yeah, but who's going to stop the inauguration?
Joe might be arrested by then. Who knows?
The tribunal.
Well, I mean, yeah, we've got 10 days.
But here's the great thing.
No, that date is arbitrary. That date can be moved. Inauguration date can be moved. It is not carved in stone. It is just a tradition.
Especially if it's this national emergency. And think about this. When Trump emerges from this, we're going to point out to people that he has been operating under a coup, a color revolution of America, since he took that what we saw as the first oath of office.
Yes.
And we're saying that doesn't count. And when he comes out of this, that needs to be the first day of his first term if he wants to take it two terms out. And a good recommendation for vice president at that point would be Devin Nunes.
Yeah.
Not Mike Flynn, certainly not dumbass Pompeo. Get a good, solid patriot.
Not Lindsey Graham.
Please. No, because he's already shown himself to be a traitor.
Right.
Up until the 6th of January, Trump showed astounding confidence that he was going on, and he kept acting by firing people and appointing other people in their place as if he is just getting ready for the second term. I think January 6th was a stab in the back, and I want to apologize because when I looked at the chart before and I saw this eclipse on his moon, I had said in the reading that someone close to him was going to betray him in a horrible, awful way, probably a woman. No, that was Mike Pence. So now he has to go with the next option, and that's the reason that he hasn't been seen very much, because he's working with the military to say, hey, you guys need to do the right thing. You can see what's happened to me. The insurrection has gone so far that big tech has literally, for the first time in history, blatantly came out with the George Soros color revolution and attacked the conservatives and attacked MAGA supporters. So basically, that in itself demonstrates that we are under siege. And now the question will be, can he get people who are loyal enough to him to follow through on the evidence that he would have?
And that's the military.
In the military, on the evidence that he has. Mm-hmm. And it would have to be conclusive evidence. It cannot be debatable evidence.
Right. So we're still hanging off the cliff here, right?
We have never been hanging off a cliff more in American history.
Right.
We are hanging there by the skin of our teeth, as they say, or by your fingernails, and we don't know what's going to happen. Trump now has to balance his entire movement with the question of peace in America, because people need to remember, when you say Insurrection Act that automatically includes all the militiamen and women in America. I don't think people get this. It says that all Americans can pick up weapons and go against those that have been cited as the enemy for the insurrection, okay? Well, how many people is that? The amount of guns in America is staggering, and that's what they're scared of. They are afraid, because remember, Pence claimed that he called the National Guard. Pelosi, Schumer, they all claimed they called the National Guard. Incorrect. Trump called the National Guard in, and he was probably considering calling the Marines in even before that, because he knew there was going to be a clash. Of course he knew there was going to be a clash. But at the same time, he certainly didn't know that they were going to make it all the way into the chambers. I think they should have gone in, taken the chambers, and completely stopped the business of America, which makes it a felony for every person who was involved in that. At that point, then you can literally say, no, it's gone too far. We will not let you, elected officials, put someone in the White House who was not elected officially or non-unfraudulently. So that is really what's going on, and it's a terrible thing. It's never happened in history before. I wouldn't want to be Donald Trump, and I wouldn't want to predict what is going to happen from this, because there are still options.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you. Okay, folks, that was Douglas Gabriel and Tyler Gabriel, or better known as Thomas and Betsy, with American Intelligence Media. And I will post this to you so that you can have it for your meeting. And thank you so much for all that. It was more than I even dreamed that we were going to get. So,
well, it's always a festival holiday when you come to visit, Nina. So we're always happy.
Wait, I kind of stir it up. So there you have it.
Yeah, and you do, you are a good stirrer-upper.
Okay.
And I know I always get riled up. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
So you're, thank you so much. Bye-bye.